You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Oh, Pete's muted. Welcome back to Nightlight, everybody, with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. I literally thought you were just miming the talking. And then
that's
I
what that
were,
explains it, because you were doing that. I thought we were playing like a game of chicken or something. Like who was gonna? I just was muted because I'm a jackass. Okay.
No chicken event, here, friends.
Welcome back to Nightlight, everybody. I'm Pete Schwabba. Sitting across the country from me tonight is Mr. Greg Bach. He is in Arizona, taking in some spring training and some $30 Bloody Marys because he's got that kind of scratch. And Dom Lee is holding down the fort in Madison. So we've got you covered. Great to have you with us tonight on this Thursday night. In just a few minutes, Jesse March will be here from St. Croix Festival Theater, a really cool operation. He's going to tell us about their upcoming season, and then he's going to stick around and make the popcorn pick of the week. What do you think about that, Greg?
I am such a fan of that idea. You are so smart. You pick the best popcorn pickers ever.
Well,
your popcorn picking is second to none.
We haven't been let down yet.
No, and that wasn't being sarcastic either.
No, I know, I know. No, if we always come away with a movie pick, and that's the goal of the whole dealio, is just we have something going into the weekend to watch. Mm-hmm. We also have a question of the night, which lends itself to that as that very same thing as well tonight. So, Dom, why don't we refresh people's memories?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, I just said we're making the popcorn pick of the week, Greg, tonight with Jesse March. It is also National Popcorn Day, so this was kind of a no-brainer. Tonight's question is, what movie goes best with popcorn? Basically, what's a good popcorn movie? So be part of the show. Text in your answers at 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, and X Twitter, drop us a stream comment.
And remember, folks, if you have the Civic Media app, you can participate in the Break in the Spring multi-state text-to-win contest, the next keyword coming in the 7 o'clock hour. So that app is multi-use.
That's right. So it gets a little break this hour.
Yeah. Unless you text us your favorite popcorn movie, then by all means, please do so.
Fire away. It's great. It's always more fun when you guys participate. And I feel a little lonely here in Wisconsin. Greg is soaking up the rays in Phoenix. What's the temperature now? Has it gone down at all?
Oh, no. It's in fact, it's. I think it's gone up to, nope, it's still 102 degrees. This is weird.
Sanity, man.
A high of 102 with a low of 64. That is a wide swing, okay? That is just a very wide swing.
Mm-hmm. That is, that's actually... Again, not to beat a dead horse, in a dry heat, that's actually pretty good sleeping weather, 64.
I would totally take 64.
Yeah.
I would totally say, I'm going to have to put ice in this bed, okay? Seriously, it's going to be a warm night here. So, but again, I am funny whining right now. I'm very happy to be here. It's going to be a very good time. I'm looking forward to this weekend. So, and it's going to be fun. And I'll have probably sunburn when I come back. So you have something to laugh at.
Nice. I look like I'm sunburnt all the time. So I would welcome that. And we'll find something to make fun of you about because that's what we do. Sometimes
that's what you do.
It's tasteful, right?
Yes. Oh, no. I feel like this is the joshing of people who care. That's how I feel about it.
There you go.
Pete, you are a producer, a writer, a director, an actor, a comedian. You are part of the Hollywood industry, in my opinion. Even if, no matter what you think, that's how I view you as part of that. Still, though, you still have, you know, what do you consider a great popcorn movie?
I put on the social, I answered the question on social media tonight, and I put LA Confidential, and I think I put The Sting. I'm really into crime dramas lately, and LA Confidential to me is, it's a great popcorn movie because it's almost a perfect movie. It's a little bit like Sinners or One Battle. Great score, great actors, great sets. It's a period piece. I totally lose myself in that movie, and it made me, you know, I lived in Los Angeles for several years. I wish after I saw that movie, I could have gone out there in the 40s before all the crazy freeways, but it was still kind of an up and coming town, probably like Phoenix was at some point. And I would have loved to have gone out to those Western cities in those times. But yeah, I would say LA Confidential or The Sting are my popcorn movies.
Well, when we're thinking of that kind of movie, you know, honestly, for me, I would pick like two of my most favorite movies of the modern day in the past, like 10 years are Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman and The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. And those movies are just so fun and good, well-written, very exciting. I mean, I felt like Nice Guys should have done better in the theater because it should have had a sequel. Like it should have been those guys again. And maybe they'll make another movie in a couple years, like 10 years later in the 80s. But it was, it's like when I watch those movies, I'm excited. It's, I'm not like, I've watched it so many times. I know everything that's going to happen, but I still love the imagery. I still love the script. The music is fantastic in both movies. And it's a kind of thing where like, if someone came over to the house and they said, oh, The Gentleman, I'd be like, let's watch it right now. Watch it right now. Turn it on right now. And I'll make some popcorn. That is, to me, those are two very big popcorn films.
That's great. It's like comfort food, really, when you get to know a movie and you can just put it on at any time. I do that all the time. And I'm embarrassed to say I have not seen The Gentleman, but I'm adding it to my list. That's your popcorn pick this week, Greg. I appreciate that.
Oh, you've never seen The Gentleman?
I've never seen The Gentleman.
Oh, my gosh. You will. That movie is, in my opinion, for me, Guy Ritchie's best movie. It has the casting is perfect. The story is fantastic. It is a Colin Farrell, like he steals. I don't know if you'd say he stars in the movie. I guess you could. Yes, you could say he stars in the movie, but he almost plays a side character. But every scene he's in, he steals it 1,000%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dom, join the fun, man. Ooh, man. What movie goes good with popcorn?
Well, you guys were talking about, I was thinking about it. And I enjoy horror movies, especially when I'm eating something, because it's like kind of like a, I get nervous, so I just kind of binge eat. So I would say,
oh, I have that binge eat when I'm nervous, excited, happy, sad, depressed, normal, nothing, sleeping, awake. Go on. Sorry.
What? For me, it is just when I get scared. So I would say Sinister. Sinister is the scariest movie I ever watched. So if I were to, I would need popcorn for that movie. I would need it. Sinister is by far all of the movies.
Okay.
Two and three, same difference.
There are three Sinister movies?
I think there are. I want to say there are. Oh, yes. Pardon.
Is that the one that's like it's like part of the wider universe of like The Nun and all those movies? I see. Here's the thing is, I want to love horror movies. My wife loves horror movies. My sister-in-law watches like Italian, Japanese, Korean horror movies, and those movies are next level. By the way, you think that American horror movies are scary? Those films scare your soul.
Yeah,
a lot of popcorn.
They stay with you.
And I just can, it's something about it. And it makes me so upset because I want to know that world too. People who love horror movies just seem to have so much fun. And here I am going, well, Halloween's a scary movie.
Well, not only that, but there's a horror film or more than one sometime. They come out every week. They're such money makers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just say, you guys have great taste in movies because The Gentleman gets 76% on the tomato meter, 278 reviews. That's a very good score. 84% audience. Outstanding. Sinister, Dom, it depends which one you're talking about, but the original gets a 64.
Okay.
The follow-up gets a 14%. So you're talking about the original.
I think the original,
they both reviewed very well.
Wow.
That's awesome.
See, and that's the problem with horror movies, too, is that, first of all, saying horror movies is hard to say. You got to really pronounce that word. Horror movies. Is that you get these movies that come out, and like, you know, whether we're talking a Saw or Halloween or, you know, one of the classics, and then they immediately want to make a sequel and they want to make it bloodier and they want to make it simpler because they want to spend less money. And the sequels a lot of the times just super suck. But because they're so cheap, if they make, you know, a 2% profit, they're like, make a third one, make a fourth one, make a reboot it, make a seventh one. Let's keep going.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I just, kind of that's review proof too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think the same thing goes for, but I think the same thing kind of goes for comedy and like comic book movies, or as you call them, genre movies, because, you know, I'm sure Marvel wants people to love the new Spider-Man movie, but there are going to be people who hate it and people of consequence who hate it, but it doesn't matter if they make $1.5 billion. That's what really matters in the long run. You know, they keep making Avatar movies because they make money, not because people are like, this movie inspires me to be a better person.
Right. Yes. And I will say this too. If you guys have not seen LA Confidential, my popcorn favorite, 99% critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 94%, 5% less of the audience liked it. So whatever. There you go. We've got some stream comments we should probably get to here too. Tracy Anderson texted earlier in the show and said, I'm hopeless.
I don't know what that meant.
Yeah. But I feel
bad. No, you're not, Tracy. Yeah. You're hopeful and amazing. Let no one tell you differently, especially yourself.
Yeah. And you found the show and we're here to help you. We hope we put a smile on your face in some capacity.
If we're the reason why you're feeling hopeless, I am so sorry.
Well, and it's kind of mean that she let us know that. You know, you could just keep your opinions to yourself if that's the way it is.
Robert from La Crosse, listening to WLCX, says, I never eat popcorn, so I cannot answer, quote, the question. Well, okay, Robert.
Getting some attitude from the listeners here today.
Well, then.
Daniel Berry Sports Highlight says, what's up, everyone? Happy Thursday. Back at you, buddy. Thank you, Daniel. Lil Irv on the stream says, E.T. Great popcorn
movie. There you
go. Really good. One of the all-time classics.
I saw that movie in the theater with my mom and my sister when it came out, and I remember getting up away from them when they started crying because I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
no. I didn't understand why they were crying because I was so little. So I was like, why are you crying? I got up. I'm like, you guys are weird.
Everyone else is crying. You leave. Who's the sociopath with no feelings?
You know, I was only 4 or 5. The one thing that doesn't make me cry is E.T. Weird. Very, very weird. Brett and Brown Deer listening on WAUK. The best movies for popcorn are chick flicks because I don't eat I don't eat popcorn and I don't watch chick flicks. Okay, thanks.
Wow. At least they're playing. At least they're commenting.
True. But popcorn is good. Popcorn is delicious. Okay, that's just what I'm going to say there.
Nick Wallander from Comedy City in De Pere says Jurassic Park, another great one.
There it is.
Very good popcorn movie.
Andrew Brown. Is that my Andrew Brown? Is that the? Yes, that is. That's my buddy Andrew Brown. Not Melania. It makes you lose your appetite. Oh, ba-boom. Got him. Got him.
Some negative energy tonight, but that's okay. We'll take it. Man.
It's movies.
Vince on social media, the very funny Vince Maranto says, Kentucky Fried Movie. Few, if any, will get this reference. Wow. Hint. The opening scene.
Zinc oxide and you.
I don't remember the opening scene. It's been like 25 years since I've seen it. But we had David Zucker on the show several months ago, and we asked him about that movie, too. That put them on the scene, the Zucker brothers and Jim Abrahams. Great Wisconsinites, great Milwaukeeans.
And Dick Chudnow, who created Comedy Sports. Before they became Kentucky Fried Movie, he was a part of Kentucky Fried Theater, and he left to come to Wisconsin. And I studied under him at Comedy Sports. So it's like, it's always something that's in my heart that.
We got to have him back on the show now that you're on the show too, because I had a really good talk with him. He was so much fun. Okay. We are coming back with St. Croix Festival Theater's Jesse March. He'll be here to tell us about their upcoming season. And then he's going to make the popcorn pick, folks. Do not go anywhere. Let us know what your favorite movie is with popcorn. It's Peach Wabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
No one to talk with all by myself. Great tune. No one to walk with. Well done, Dom.
Thank you.
I have to welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba. Sitting across the country from me is Greg Bach. He is in sunny, sweltering Arizona for some spring training baseball and a visit with his mom. And Dom Lee is in Madison working the board. It's good to spend a Thursday with you guys. I have to say that.
I agree.
Yeah.
And just dumb so you know, so no one else tells you differently.
Mm-hmm.
While you were gone, we spoke so highly of you and just sung your praises and your talents and your abilities, both like inner talents and your outer talents as well. Anyone who says differently that we were making fun of your hair or, you know, no, I wasn't.
No,
I'm just saying if someone says
that,
I'm just saying if someone says that, I'm just
we love your hair.
We love your hair. If anything, I'm jealous of your hair. It's why I would make fun of your hair. I'm jealous of it. But I'm just saying if anyone dares say that, they're lying to you.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Just,
well, thank you, guys. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Well, no problem. We're here to help, and you're part of the team, buddy, so we don't want to leave you out.
Well, thank you.
If we don't tease you, it means we don't love you.
That's true.
That's true.
It's like I said, we're going in bunk beds, right? We're going to bunk beds, and Greg's in Arizona. No,
it's one full. It's one full. Okay. It's one full. Right. Well, so it's a lot of cuddling and respecting space.
Okay.
It's a little, it's not going to be comfortable. Chris from Madison says a pro wrestling event with jalapenos and popcorn really slaps. Oh, I love that. How he's
that sounds
I'm totally stealing that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm trying to think. Like I those big buckets of popcorn, the ones that are divvied into three pieces. Like there's the regular, the cheese, and the caramel. I try to keep them separate just because of, whatever. But then every once in a while, they get into each other's little corners. I'm like, this is still delicious. This is still delicious. Jalapeno on popcorn. That is something I'm going to be thinking about all weekend now.
I could eat jalapenos on anything. I love it.
And really?
Love the suggestion. Yeah, for sure. We've got, I always have to read a Godfather of Green Bay text. Cam said we had Reno 911, Lieutenant Dangle. That is correct, Cam. And he says, you were supposed to have Patrick Warburton. Cam is obviously reading or watching some kind of behind the scenes thing about the movie, but, yes,
I have no idea.
All is true.
Okay.
Do we have a Jesse, Dom?
No, we do not.
Oh, we
no
do.
Sorry, Jesse right now. You did not ask me. You did not ask me that question.
We do
you
not know Jesse
Dom,
though.
That question.
No,
I
Jesse.
Think
right
I said, do we have Jesse, comma, Dom, not comma, Greg?
You're right. I'm sorry. I'll go. I'll get out of here. You know,
you're just
right.
The pretty producer in him, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a good run. It's been a solid almost 4 weeks, and you're right. I've overstepped. I try to defend Dom's honor from those people out there who try to lie about what we say when he's gone. But the point is I'm sorry, everybody. I'm so, so sorry. And you're right. Horror movies are the best movies ever.
Yeah. In fact, Tony the Trucker says, gents, all movies are good. Popcorn movies, some are just better than others. Butter and salt, please. Greg, were you referring to the bucket of popcorn that you, if you bring it to the theater, you get to fill it up every time?
No. This is like a gift of set. Like you buy it like a, a Sharper Image or an airport where it's just a big canister. And then there's a piece of like thick cardboard in the middle that like separates it into three different kinds of popcorn. So you got the regular popcorn. It's really like that big bulbous popcorn too. So there's regular popcorn that's salty. Then there's cheese popcorn and then there's caramel corn. And it is, I can't eat those anymore. My doctor doesn't think I should eat those because they're like very tall. They're very big buckets. And you buy them and they sit there and you're like, whatever. And then you open them and you could have it sitting there for like a week or 2 weeks, not thinking about it. Then you open it and it's gone within a day and a half.
JB Thompson responding to
no response to my eating habits.
Well, Here. If I had responded, we wouldn't have had time to get to the because I have feelings about cheese popcorn and caramel corn.
Really?
Caramel corn, I can eat two buckets of.
Yes.
Cheese popcorn, like the first 5 to 10 bites are lovely, and then I feel like I can never get the orange stuff off my hands, and I'm already kind of sick of the taste.
It's true.
Two things: rubber gloves, and second of all, that 11th to 1,000th piece is also delicious as well. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I believe you. If I'm putting on rubber gloves to eat a food, I've got a problem, I think, with whatever
food. You ever put on a bib to eat seafood or ribs?
Yeah, I have.
There you go. It's like they're like tiny bibs for your hands.
All right. Once again, Greg has proven himself to be more knowledgeable than me. Denise O'Neill says, anything scary, I can really pound down the popcorn then. Thank you, Denise. JB Thompson says,
very aggressive statement.
Robert says, Midas touch. JB Thompson says Tunnel Vision and Andrew Brown. Did you read? Oh, you read Andrew Brown.
I'm looking. Anything scary? I really want to watch a scary movie. I told myself I'd watch Sinners. I know people are like, that's not scary. I know for a lot of folks that movie isn't scary because they watch scary movies. So it's like saying to someone who never eats spicy food, here, have this, like, you know, hot pepper. It's going to affect them harder. So for me, like, I got to, like, gingerly go into this and I tell myself every year, watch one horror movie, make it simple. Don't go too far. Don't go into like a Terrorizer. Go into,
we'll have
just like, you know, watch Friday the 13th, the original. Do that one.
Have you watched one so far this year or no? Like a horror movie? No. Okay.
Nope. And by the way, I've been making that promise to myself for about 12 years.
Oh man, you can just binge watch some horror for like, I would say Sinners isn't really a horror film. There are elements of it, and it's very creepy sometimes. Like my wife a couple times went, oh, but it's not. There's so much more going on. I don't know if that would count for a horror movie, but I think it would. I think you could.
Okay.
You could get away with that.
Okay, good.
You're a good citizen. Noted. I'm not the horror police. hey, we are coming right back, folks, with Festival Theater. Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Beautiful St. Croix Falls. Jesse March will be here after the break. Our question of the night, what movie goes best with popcorn? Be part of the fun and text us on the stream, the app, the old-fashioned text line. Just be part of the show. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabe.
Hey, and Greg Bach, too.
I love that. We are Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, your hosts of Nightlight here on the Civic Media Network. It is great to have you with us on this Thursday night. Folks, Michigan is locked in a battle right now. It is tied. They are the one seed. And I mean, it's 2-2. It's only 30 seconds in the game, but watch that.
Oh my.
Wow. You really Marv Albert that drama right there.
Hey, folks, it's Thursday. That means it's time for the popcorn pick of the week. And here to help us make that pick and talk about the upcoming schedule at the St. Croix Falls Fantastic Festival Theater is marketing associate actor and fight choreographer, Mr. Jesse March. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Hey, Pete. Hi, Greg. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hello.
Our pleasure. So let's do the popcorn pick. We'll do like a quick pick and then we'll get to your schedule if that works for you, because it's great to have you here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love that. You're thinking, I have to let you know the popcorn movie, the one that I think is the best to chew on. Yeah.
Well, you could do that, or you could just give us a movie pick of something you think we might enjoy this weekend.
You know what? I'm going to throw out.
Hold on. Don't say it yet.
Okay.
Hold on to that. We need some information before we.
Yes, we need. Yeah, we have a tried and true system here. We have to ask a series of questions.
Of course.
Yeah. And maybe it'll be a Glenn Powell movie. Who knows?
Maybe it'll be a Glenn Powell movie. Exactly. All right, go on, Pete. You begin the questionnaire.
You got it. All right, Jesse, how do you like to watch movies? Are you a theater guy or just something you can lounge to at home?
I'm often a home lounger, but I go halfway. I have a projector. So I project in the home. So it's as if I'm at the theater, but without anyone else that I don't know or like.
Wow. So there's no one behind you whipping goobers at your head, some 14-year-old kid or something. That's okay.
Well, I mean, my friends can be obnoxious sometimes, but yes, generally you're right.
Love it.
When you go see if you go to the theater, let's say like you're going to, because I know for myself, I tend to only see certain movies in the theater because I want a certain pizzazz.
Yes.
What are you seeing in the movie theater when you choose to go to a traditional theater experience?
You know, it's often something that I feel like the sense of being in the place is necessary. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking about like when Cats came out.
Okay.
I went and saw Cats in theater. Because I needed to yell at the screen with other people.
I was going to say, you brave soul. brave soul.
It was one of the best times I've ever had in a movie theater. Yeah. Me and my friends, we sat down and we Rocky Horror'd the whole thing. Shout outs the whole time. Nice. And the two like other groups of people at the end of the movie like turned around at the end and were like, you made that movie for us. Like that was the experience we needed. It was glorious. So that's typically when I'm going to go to the theaters. Like I need to be in the thing. Or if it's like, you know, a really very cinematic kind of a thing, you know, yeah. Or something that feels like iconic, you know, a Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, something like
that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great answer. What about, what's your favorite movie snack? Home and theater, if you would, please.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to pull this one that I was currently eating. This is my new favoriteest snack. These are spicy sticks.
Ooh.
They are like,
I feel like the name says it all.
It truly does. They're like these, like, I don't know if you can see here, but like, they're like these kind of like gluten sticks. And they're like this, like chewy kind of snappy little, I'm deeply addicted.
I love that. You're a theater guy. I love that you had a prop ready for that. And it was right off camera. That is spectacular.
I also use these mangosteens. These are my favorite fruit. I'll get a bag of these and I'll chew through these all the time. So yes.
Wow.
The prop is this.
I am learning so much here.
That's how they roll in St. Croix Falls.
Have you in your life, have you ever theater hopped? And if you did, how many movies did you see at one time?
I was a frequent theater hopper, particularly as a kid. My mom and I would plan the whole day. We would go from morning to night and I would pick the movies based off of time. And we would, I think our record was 5. And
then dang.
We spent a whole day in the theater at one point. Yeah.
And was there ever any sort of like, excuse me, haven't you been here since say 10 o'clock?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Nobody cares. Yeah, nobody knows
that. I love that.
Security at most of those theaters is not very intense.
I mean, so, you're paying a 19-year-old minimum wage. Do you really want them to intervene, please? Right. I mean, like, no, thank you.
Who's going around intervening? You know what I mean? Who's going like, oh, I've seen you? And how are you going to know I didn't buy it? Sometimes we buy a second ticket, like somewhere, you know, sometimes, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm kind of in favor of that, even though I'm a screenwriter and Jesse is taking money out of my pockets. But I still applaud you for your wherewithal and your, because I've done it too. I'm sad to say.
You know, it was in our poorer youth. You know, growing up. You know.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here, Pete. You got another one for him?
Yeah. What do you have? You ever snuck booze into a theater? You're thinking already way too long, Jesse.
I don't think I have. I think maybe someone else I've been with has, but I'm not often someone who I sneak the food in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to that end, I have snuck a lot of food in.
This is awesome. All right. I think since we have a limited time and we do want to talk about festival theater, we should get right to your pick, Jesse, if you're okay with that. Dom, a drum roll, please. Jesse March, Festival Theater, St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
I'm going to give you a Miyazaki film. I think you should go watch Princess Mononoke this weekend.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I have to Google the spelling and then I will buy a movie ticket.
I feel so uncultured right now. What's it called again?
You can do Princess Mononoke or you can do Howl's Moving Castle, but I'm going to say do Princess Mononoke right now. It feels very apt to our time. It's a lot about like environmental like preservation and sort of like technology versus nature. It's got a very beautiful story of like self-sacrifice and love, and it's baller. It's very, very good.
Wow. Nice pick. We have not heard that one in the 2 years we've been doing this. That's fantastic. Thank you. Jesse Mark, Princess Mononoke. Love it.
Yep. All right. One of the Miyazaki classics.
Is this the same guy who did Spirited Away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Jesse. That's a wonderful pick.
My pleasure. I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, next time you're on, we hopefully both will have viewed it. And we can have a discussion. But hey, tell us what's going on at Festival Theater. You got some great stuff coming up as your new season is right around the corner.
You're absolutely right. We packed it this season. Our goal this year was accessibility and expanding our audience. And so to that end, we have some really great pieces for the kind of for the whole family, for anyone of any age range. So we are starting off with, we have kind of two separate categories of performance. We have our Playmakers series, which is kind of like our community and like youth performance. And so this is more of like a learning opportunity and a community opportunity. So to that end, we're doing, Frozen Junior right now. So that's going to be Frozen, you know, it's Frozen, but with kids, yeah. It is going to be excellent. And that's Lindsay Fry, who you've had on, before. She's directing that piece right now.
Nice.
And then we're moving into Shrek the Musical, which is also going to be our Playmakers, but we're adding a few professional artists to that one to kind of up a little bit of the production value in Shrek. So that's going to be coming up in the summer. So that's kind of our Playmakers series. And then we have our main stage. And so to that end, we have a few really great pieces. We have The Revolutionists by Lauren Gunderson, which is a really great piece about four really interesting ladies, Marie Antoinette being one of them, these revolutionary women. It is really worth checking out. We also have The Three Musketeers, which I am personally very excited about because I'm directing that piece and fight choreographing. Has like 24 fights in it, and I am very excited to be casting a few women as my musketeers. I have two out of the three musketeers will be women.
What will the names be? Will you change the names?
No, I'm going to keep them. I'm going to keep them the
D'Artagnan.
Same.
Nice.
D'Artagnan will still be a man, so D'Artagnan is one of the, he's like the new, he'll be the fourth musketeer.
Yeah, okay.
But the three are Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. And I feel like those can be, they can be relatively gender neutral. So I'm pretty excited for that opportunity. And then in the fall and winter, we have an original work by Mark Rosenwinkel. He's an artist that works with us pretty often. He's directed for us a lot. And this is a show called Never Enough. And it's a love story that is about a young couple and an older couple. They're the same people. And you kind of go back and forth in their lives in the love story of how they met and where they are now. And it is exquisitely beautiful.
Nice.
After that, we have Pride and Prejudice, which is Kate Hamill's Pride and Prejudice. So it's very funny. It's a very funny, sort of like almost slapstick kind of a vibe to it.
Yeah.
And we finish out our year with the classic of It's a Wonderful Life. So, you know, for talking about film stuff, this is a straight adaptation to the stage of It's a Wonderful Life. And that's going to be our holiday show.
I was going to just ask there, forgive me for not knowing, that was originally a movie or was it a stage play then adapted into a film?
You know, I actually don't know the order, but it's most famously a movie. Like it's very famous Christmas and holiday movie.
That sounds like an amazing lineup.
Yeah.
That's so much fun.
I'm very excited about it. I think people are going to be pretty stoked on what we're working with. We have some excellent artists coming in this year. We just sort of are finishing our casting process right now. And I'll tell you, I am very excited for who we're getting on board.
You guys have this great, Jesse March is our guest. He is a marketing associate at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. For more information on anything they're doing, go to festivaltheater.org, and that's theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, the old-fashioned way, festivaltheater.org.
I would have just simply said with an R-E at the end, you are a much braver man than I am.
and I flubbed it. So, your turnaround is so fast. For some of these shows, you got something going down and something going up. You must have a really enthusiastic crew.
Yes, we do. And we also stagger our teams. So oftentimes it will be different people working on different shows, or one show will be up and then we'll be working on the next show in a different space. So that we are often trying to have something coming down the pipe one bit after the other.
Nice. Is there anything else going on there besides, are there classes, are there jam sessions for people who are looking to learn Absolutely. Acting, learn writing, things of that nature? What else happens at the theater?
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah, we actually have a whole workshop series happening this summer. One of the ones that I am teaching is called Heroes and Villains. It's about Shakespeare's Heroes and Villains, and it's a stage combat course also dealing with Shakespeare as well. So that's happening. And we have a couple other workshops as well for youth for community members as well. So looking up workshops and things like that is a really good idea. We also have some concert series and small events throughout the year. So those are always just gonna be on our website and like worth checking out. So we often have something happening kind of all the time.
That is fantastic. Folks, if live theater is not part of your regular agenda, take my word for it. Go see some live shows. These guys work really hard, and they have a really respected theater there in St. Croix Falls, and they bring in directors from New York and actors, and they cast a lot of local people too, so it's great stuff. Tell Lindsay I'm sending her my reel. Do not finish casting what she's casting yet, okay? So,
you know, you got it. You got it. You know, and if you two ever want to come out and see a show, you've got season passes. Anytime you just let us know, we will.
Membership has its privileges.
We will prepare to be dazzled. Thank you so much, buddy.
Day trip with us. We've got lots of stuff to do in town. It's a beautiful old town.
And it's gorgeous. You, yeah, exactly. So, Jesse March, folks, check out more information, Festival Theater, that's with an R-E at the end, .org, festivaltheater.org. Jesse, break a leg. Have fun. Come back soon, buddy.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Bye, y'all.
You got it.
Bye.
Greg, we got some more text to read. We've got the nightcap coming up in just a few couple minutes. So, Dom, how you feeling? Are we good to go?
Good to go. Let's do it.
All right, well, so let's finish the show as scheduled, or? Okay.
Yep.
All right, we're coming right back. It's Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, and across the country right now in Marinette, Wisconsin, is Pete Schwab. In Madison is Dom Lee on the boards. I am in Chandler, Arizona right now. I thought it was going to be in Phoenix, but I'm in Chandler, Arizona, just outside here visiting my mom, and we're going to have a really good time with my mom and her partner, and we're going to go see some baseball tonight. It's going to be really, really fun. They're listening to the show right now. They're fans.
Hello, Greg's mom and partner. Good to have you with us.
Dennis, Jackie and Dennis.
Hello, Dennis.
Would it kill Dennis to text into the show, Greg?
Okay, don't push people around like that. It's not how you're going to get fans. Seriously, man. Seriously, we need all the fans we can get. And you're like sitting there going, well, you're not good enough because you're not texting. I was going to say the nightcap here. Let's do the nightcap. It was a great show. Now it's just like, my goodness, I have to fight Pete. Great.
Oh, I made it awkward. I don't want to do that. Your mom has texted. She's wonderful. And I have no doubt Dennis is awesome. Top notch.
Folks, remember that in the next hour is the final chance today to win $200 in the Break into Spring multi-state text to win contest. So make sure you stick around in the 7 o'clock hour. You are going to have that Civic Media app at the ready. When we give you that keyword, you're going to text it in for your chance of $200. Plus, every entry goes into drawing for a free mattress set from Verlo. So 7 o'clock is the last chance for today. Then it starts all again tomorrow on Friday. 7 more chances throughout the day. You can enter once each hour. There's a keyword. Good luck. If you don't have the app, download it right now because it's absolutely free. There's lots of great stuff that goes with that as well. But get that app, participate in the contest. Good luck, everybody. And if you get the mattress, there's not really a cool way to say take a picture of it. That just sounds creepy no matter what.
Take a picture of your mattress.
Yeah. No. I'll just say good luck, and whomever wins down the road, good job.
Take a picture of your mattress. If there's a pair of your underpants on the bed, that's even better.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
John in Columbia County says Only the Lonely is his favorite popcorn movie with John Candy, Ali Sheedy, Maureen O'Hara, and Anthony Quinn. Classic Miss Old Stadium. All right. Thank you, John.
That is an underrated John Candy film. The if you ever want to see something really cool with regard to that film, Google John Candy, Maureen O'Hara, Johnny Carson, because those two go on Johnny Carson to talk about the movie, because that film brought Maureen O'Hara out of retirement, and the respect that he has for her, he's so polite, and like he just wants her to have all the flowers in that interview, and he's just beaming next to this absolute icon of acting, Maureen O'Hara. But yeah, Google Maureen O'Hara, John Candy, Johnny Carson, and just watch a wonderful interview, then watch the movie.
That's awesome. I love John Candy. Writing that down. Dom, I think you wanted to read the next text.
Yes.
And we're excited to have you do that, buddy.
It's because it's my mother. Christine from Frankfort, Illinois, says, any cartoon movie goes great with popcorn, but especially the original Cars movie, which is true. Love the show, guys, and these questions, always fun. So thank you, Mom.
Dom, do you want to tell everybody your mom's phone number again?
No, that was the worst mistake I have done in quite a while. So no, I will
What's
not
your
be
mom's
doing...
shoe size, Dom?
Nope. And we were talking about Social Security.
Social Security number, anywhere. Favorite color, you know, blood type. I mean,
they'll find the Social Security number anyways.
Thank you. You've raised you so a wonderful much. Son. And
yes,
thank you for
listening.
We
adore Dominic.
Thank you.
Yeah, and your nice words. It's fantastic. Mark from Prairie to Sac. We read that one. Only the Lonely. Oh, some of these are doubles. What do we got here? We got raw. That one's not good. I never eat pot. Oh, we already answered that one too. God, Greg, did we get through all of these almost?
I think we really did.
We've got Tom and Wassa who says, killer clowns from outer space. Popcorn is literally a character in the movie.
Yes, it is. That's a great movie. Oh my God. Killer clowns from outer space.
I forgot about that movie. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Children of the Corn.
Okay. Oh,
Christopher Elvers in Beaver Dam. Any big action movies? I already call them popcorn fodder. All right. Love it.
I like that. I like that. I don't know if it was you who said it, Pete, during when we talked about it initially, but I just think that every movie is a popcorn movie if you enjoy it.
It's kind of, that's why the question is so easy. Answer.
Yeah, exactly. And John Murray, I'm sorry, I said your last name, sir. I apologize for that. John and Madison, I'm listening to WMDX, says, and a daily $30 Bloody Mary is essential? JK. No, it's not. Not at those prices, especially with the gas prices and everything, too. So, like, yeah, that is the first and last $30 Bloody Mary I'll ever have unless someone says, buy that guy down there at the bar a $30 Bloody Mary, and that guy down at the bar is me. So...
That is awesome. Yeah, and you probably do you have another cocktail on the agenda tonight, Greg?
My mom was trying to give me a margarita during the show, and I said, no, thank you. Yeah, I might have one when we get back, but maybe imbibe one. But it's so hot out today, I think I'm going to stick to water while we're at the baseball park.
Yeah, you probably need it. That sounds
That's
awesome. Let's see. We've got John Murray just saying what a fan he is of the show and our pairing.
Thank you, John.
I agree, John. Thank you very much for listening and sticking. I know the show's changed a little bit, but it's still great to have you. And I love working with Greg, and I know he feels the same way, I think. Dom told me that. Is that true?
Yeah. Is it true?
We talked about you, Greg, after.
Oh, my God. I knew I couldn't trust any of you.
It's private chat stuff. So.
Exactly. But we've got a great show coming up Monday, too. I know that actor, writer, director, Milwaukee native Steve Burrows will be here talking about his film showing at the Beloit Film Festival. It's called Bleed Out. You can see it on HBO. It's award-winning. It's excellent. He also did a movie called Chump Change years ago, a comedy, and he's a commercial director, very successful guy, and a heck of a great guy. He'll be here on Monday night, too.
And tomorrow we talk to Becky Jacobs and Heather Hofseberger in for our show as well. It's going to be a great show on Friday. It's pre-recorded. Don't tell anybody. But
I kind of jumped the gun there a little bit.
That's fine. It's fine. It feels like a Friday. We're having fun here.
It does.
But on behalf of Pete, I want to thank Dominic, Tucker, Traffic, and Engineering for all the work you do. Without you, these microphones do not work. Everyone who called, texted, everyone who was on the show today, Maria, as well as Jesse, everyone who's a part of it, without you, there is absolutely no us. Stick around for the keyword for the Break Into Spring Text to Win contest coming up in a little bit. Then we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. Take them out, Pete.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.